Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Path to Good podcast. This is the VIP Desk Connect Teams podcast where we talk about our company and ways that we're trying to make it even more amazing. So, we thought since it's the beginning of the year, we would just take a few minutes to reflect on 2018 and just talk about some things that we think went really well and that we're really happy about. And so, I'm Jen Bensagara. I'm here with Maggie
Hi, Jen.
and Sally.
Hi, Jen. Hi, everyone.
Hello. Maggie, why don't we start with you and just tell us some of the things that you thought went really, really well in 2018.
Well, I think 2018 was an amazing year, and we had some incredible, incredible things that we accomplished. But the ones that I was just feel really, really good about, concern like our team members. We introduced a new part-time position that we call a flex position that really gives our team members a great amount of control of when they want to work. It was an experiment that we did. I can tell you that, we really had to push this with some in our company, but we just pushed and we thought it was the right thing to do, and we saw an incredible need in the marketplace. And I'm really, really happy to let everyone know that it was successful, that our part-time team members, our flex team members have they just stay with us. We had some problems with attrition and people were leaving us, and we knew that scheduling was one of the reasons. And this was successful. They are happy. We've had incredible feedback. They are staying with us. They are being successful and thriving in the program. So that's first of all, I'm really happy about that. The second thing I'm really, really happy about is that we saw an increase in pay for all of our team members. That was something we've really been striving to do, and it has gone up. The average pay has gone up. That's incredibly positive. And the number of hours for our full-time team members that are working, it means we are staffing the programs right. We are getting people in who really want to work on the programs, and we've got the work for them. So that is what I am really proud of for 2018.
That is all really great. And you're right. The flex position, it was super, super successful. And I'm really glad that we can offer that flexibility to our team.
Well, I think it's probably necessary, right? Because the environment with low unemployment, we're just trying to adapt to the market and provide positions that appeal to the type of candidates we're looking for and team members to grow with, and this is what they want, right? Yes, it absolutely is what we want. So we do offer those full-time positions, but we knew there were people who wanted to work but did not want to commit to a full-time position or wanted to supplement their income that they had from another position. So, yes.
Oh, that's really exciting. One of the things that I really loved that we introduced in 2018 was our Cheers for Peers program. And that is a peer recognition program where our team members can go into the tool we use is Microsoft Teams. So we created a chat room just for Cheers for Peers. And anyone in the company can go in there and just let us know what their fellow teammates did to help them out that they're really happy about. So if it was that they displayed our values in some way, or they helped a customer, or they even simple things like, oh, someone helped me find a policy. It's just really amazing the way it kind of took off. Earlier this year, we went to the Work Human Conference presented by Global Force. And I think we just found it really impactful the way that they do peer recognition, a lot of the research that they presented about how important that is to the team. And so we tried it and it's been really successful. I love starting my day by going into Cheers for Peers and seeing what team members said about each other, seeing all the engagement that we get and how many different people submit Cheers for Peers. There's team members that are new that I think we had one team member who was still onboarding, hadn't actually started yet, but saw the Cheers for Peers room and went in there and gave a cheer to how good her onboarding experience was. So I think it's a really fun way to interact with the team because we are remote, so we don't get to see each other face to face, but it's good to be able to show that appreciation.
That's awesome. And I think we were so inspired by that conference, Work Human, kudos to Global Force that we're all going this year in March. We should do a podcast while we're there. It's so inspiring, the speakers they have and the concepts that we've adapted. It's been great. Yeah, and I love the positive energy to start your day. You know that you can just at any point in the day go to the cheers for peers and just see that positive energy going around. So it is. It's like
And Maggie came up with that name, and I think it's awesome.
Oh. Cheers for Pierce. I think it's awesome too.
Kudos.
And I'm stumbling over saying it. Better writer than speaker.
And it did really take off. Now I think we're trying to use Teams, the platform, as ways to get engagement in other ways. So we have a health challenge going on right now. We put our holiday photos from Halloween and from Christmas. People were sharing their photos in there. We're sharing everyone's birthdays and anniversaries. So it's really growing the ways that we're using it. And I think the team likes it. And it's one of the favorite things that I think we implemented in 2018.
And it's easy.
It's so
Like,
easy.
for once, something.
Yeah,
It's incredible. If you make it simple, people will use it. So
Yes.
that's kind of like the simplify and all areas simplify.
Yeah, that's a good lesson for the year. So, Sally, what are some of the things that you think that we did awesome in 2018?
Well, you started it by, just looking back, and you mentioned the work human. I think that it was a combination of our strategic planning retreat and that conference that kind of inspired us to really rethink our priorities and our initiatives and our focus around culture, doing the best we can with compensation and training, and all of those initiatives sound like what any company would say, but I think they've really, sort of moved the needle for us, and we all feel pretty inspired by the path that we're on. So I love that. And then, we didn't do a podcast on this, but that we made the Inc. 5000. Really proud of that. That is not easy to do. It's all companies that are for profit, so they're nonprofit. It's over a 3-year period. We grew 89%. I mean, we're like 3,000 something, but we're on the
Hey,
list.
we're on the board.
We're on the board, and it means that what we're doing is working. So I think that's really, kind of fun recognition more than anything else. We did a lot of stuff. We laid the foundation for this new culture and our messaging, and about, it really ties together quite nicely the efforts around culture, because we believe if we take care of our teammates and our peers, that they'll take care of our clients' customers. I mean, that just sounds like common sense, doesn't it? And I think we're finally, on the right trail. Like, we've replaced some core technologies, implemented some new types of positions from Flex and the new communication and engagement tools and the compensation, and all of it has just come together nicely. So it was a big year. I'm really excited about 2019 though, too.
Yeah, so am I. We did a lot this year. It feels like it's all kind of coming together. I'm excited for Work Human again this year. That's going to be great. The Inc. conference also was wonderful. And so yeah, we just did a lot of great fun things.
So in terms of 2019, I think we're, I just mentioned we've laid the foundation in 2018. We're now really turning our attention to scale. How do we maintain this culture and build upon it? And, we have work to be done. We did a lot in 2018, but I think we're really excited about growing now what we've got, the types of clients. I think when we started this journey, we were really focused on luxury brands. And now I think that we're committed to companies that are B corporations, corporations that share the same kind of values, that really care about the customer experience. So I think we're all excited about that, because that means if they care truly, then we're going to be aligned in terms of what it takes to make that happen. Part of that is compensating people fairly. So I'm pretty excited about that. And we're seeing a lot of attention from brands that do care. We're not just about increasing customer contacts. We help clients actually reduce volume that's frustrating for customers and use that instead, what they would spend on that. We'd rather see them have fewer interactions that are high value, meaningful, brand building, and then we're aligned. So I think that's a key focus for us, to make our clients' lives, those clients that we have today, some initiatives to
build some reporting platforms for them that make their information and insights more accessible to them. You know, I think just expanding on how to operationalize our core values is a big thing. We talk about it a lot, but we haven't yet put them into action in terms of how we live and breathe, our annual review process with them. We always kind of go back and forth. We could do a whole podcast on annual reviews.
Yes, we could.
Who loves annual reviews? No one. Okay, we're with you. So, but those are the kinds of things. I think we've got, you know, we're going to refine our branding. And our, you know, we always tell clients we'll help them raise their net promoter score, their NPS. So I think we're going to do some work around how we prove that to clients and how we guarantee it. So I think the combination of what we're going to be doing for our team with our core values and our vision and our purpose is really fun. What we're going to do in terms of growth and what we're going to do to take care of our clients a little bit more in terms of insights and analytics.
And I
So.
think we've seen, you know, thinking about the clients, potential clients we've been talking to, there is definitely a need for a company like us with our values, that there are other companies with the same. So it's really exciting that the path we're going, there are others headed in that right direction. And we'll call it the right direction in our same direction.
I think you can say that all day long. We said goodbye. We should have celebrated this in our successes of 2018, of saying goodbye to a client that did not share these values. They're looking to reduce what they're spending. I mean, who doesn't? But in a way that would make it impossible for us to do a great job. And I think I'm really proud of us for saying that's not who we are. We're not aligned. There are partners out there that will do that for you. You can work with a firm overseas. You can work with a firm out west. There's a lot of options, but that's not us.
That's not us. And I think we felt good about making those decisions that sometimes it's not a match.
Definitely. And like you said, I think other companies are moving in the same direction as us. So I think there is a lot of interest in aligning your values. People want to work for a company that shares their values, but it seems like now other companies want to have partners that also share their values. And so I think that's going to be really good for us.
And it's going to give us that growth, and we're going to be in the Inc. 500. I don't know what percentage growth that has to be. Maybe 800%, but we're going to get there.
Yeah, we will. We absolutely will. Maybe another year.
Maybe another year. Maybe not 2019, maybe 2020.
But I liked what you said, Jen. I think we should steal that and use that in some of the marketing materials. So, could you repeat that? What did you say?
It's recorded, so I can tell you exactly what it was. I think I said that people want to work for a company that shares their values, but increasingly we're seeing that companies want to work with other companies, partner with other companies that also share their values and align their
Yeah, that's
values.
just beautiful. That speaks to my soul. Yes. Yay.
2019 is going to be great, and it's going to be very exciting. I can't wait. I seriously can't wait till we're at the end of 2019 recording this podcast, seeing where we are. So I think we want to end the podcast like we always do with talking a little bit about our culture and something that we do that we think is fun and unique. One of the things we're getting ready for right now, it's actually going to be in a couple of weeks, is our annual awards. And so we do this every year. We live stream it on YouTube so that the entire team can attend virtually. We give out awards. All the team members can nominate each other. So we have Brand Ambassador of the Year, Team Member of the Year, and I let each program make up awards, a couple of awards. So it's been really nice to see the nominations and see the diverse number of people getting nominated. It's like everybody has been nominated basically by at least one person. And so that is so cool to see that we obviously have a really great team, because everyone appreciates somebody. And so that's been very cool. And also, a bunch of people have contacted me and said, "Can I nominate someone for like a secret award, but don't tell them about it?" So it's
Oh,
kind of cool
I love that.
that I know. I know. But
That's
like
funny.
I took them off this email chain so they wouldn't see it. So it's really cool just to see how much the team appreciates each other. And we show it outwardly through these awards, but just the process of doing the award nominations is really great. And so I want to find a way that we can, obviously at the awards we present the winners, but I kind of want everyone to be able to see what other people were saying about them and why they nominated them, because it's just people are putting a lot of thought into it, and It's very nice to see, just like Cheers for Peers, similar.
But and my favorite, I shouldn't say that, my favorite award is the one that your coworkers nominate you
Yeah.
for. So that, and it usually comes as a total surprise to the person who is getting it. And that's just amazing. That is just amazing.
I love that. I also love one of the programs because they're different in each one of our programs, but one of the awards last year that was handed out was for best embodiment of the brand. And I thought that's such a nice idea too, because we have our values and they take us as far as how we interact with each other and our team and our clients. But the customers that we serve, those are our clients, the brand's customers. So I thought that's such a nice concept that it's one thing to be a part of this company. It's quite another to be a lovely representative of a nice brand and be recognized for that.
Okay, well, that's it for our podcast today. We're really looking forward to 2019, and we hope all of you out there are going to have an amazing 2019. I think one of the things that we're committing to is recording this podcast twice a month. So you guys should hold us to that and make sure that we're doing it. And we wish you the best in 2019.